Welcome to the Market Wrap by Sav Markets. I'm Sham Devani, and this has been recorded on 3rd August 2020. Three major market trends that I've been particularly focused on this year are 1. The dollar, 2. Precious metals, and 3. US housing. All three have trended very well so far this year, and I believe the latest FOMC meeting in July, just last week, gives strong clues about them all. Firstly, the dollar. It is always tricky to enter August, which is often a shaky time for financial markets, and ignore the risk that the dollar could bounce. However, the Fed made clear that they have ensured enough supply of dollars in collaboration with other central banks so as to avoid a liquidity squeeze. This reduces the risk of a dollar bounce. The other avenue through which the dollar bounces is the unwinding of positions. However, judging from the behavior of the dollar over the past several weeks, it seems the market is not particularly short. If correct, the risk of a short squeeze seems small if, that is, there is a quick shakeout in markets generally, either correction down in corners of the equity markets or commodities or emerging markets. These points about the dollar feed into precious metals. It was a need for dollars in March that led to a sharp and aggressive sell-off in silver and a correction down in gold before they recovered. However, if indeed there is sufficient supply of dollars, the bull trends in gold and silver should stay in place. The Federal Reserve has remained adequately dovish, thereby giving the green light to send the dollar further down and precious metals up. Finally, the Fed's continued support for asset markets, particularly government securities and mortgage-backed securities, has kept the trend in housing up. The S&P 500 Home Builders Index has outperformed the wider market and is at a 2.5-year high against the S&P 500. As interest rates are to remain low for some time, the trend should continue. Key levels at 41 on the ratio are in sight. Levels above there have not been traded for 13 years, and I suspect they will be, probably before the end of this year. In summary, the long-term trends of a falling dollar, rising gold price, and a bull market in housing are all well in place, even if we are now entering a temporarily thin market. The latest from the Federal Reserve has made it clearer to me that these trends will continue for the remainder of 2020 and probably well beyond.